With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What a weekend. James Wiseman suing the NCAA. Next hearing set for November the 18th. Obviously, the University of Memphis takes on Oregon tomorrow night. James Wiseman will be on the floor. Jeff Goodman covers college basketball and all levels of basketball for Stadium. He's here with us now. Jeff, good morning.
If it weren't so damn far, I'd get in the flight and get out to Portland, Oregon. Like this is going to be a blast. I mean, this is like a must-see game now to watch James Wiseman against in big boy basketball. Forget about now. No more Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah.
I know, big boy basketball.
I know how much that offended you to see him putting up those stat lines. I mean, he can't help who he's playing. He's just dominating everybody that's in front of him.
He is. I mean, what a crazy day it must have been in Memphis. Yeah. I mean, listen, when I got the news, probably like you guys, right, he played that first game and we all kind of took a little bit of a sigh of relief and we're like, all right, it's good. His foot's good. Any of the eligibility, whatever was around him, it's all resolved. He's playing. We're good to go with Memphis. We can kind of, again, relax. And then I'm sitting there with my daughter. We got a great night plan. She drags me to the Northeastern Harvard game. She's all of a sudden a big sports fan, 16 years old. She's dragging me. We're at California Pizza Kitchen for dinner. And all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. And, boy, I mean, just a crazy set of events there. And now it is the story. The story isn't about Memphis and they can make a run to the Final Four or whatever, whether they're going to overachieve, underachieve, or whatnot. Now it's just about James Wiseman. And is this kid going to play? For how long will he get suspended? Will they win their lawsuit against the NCAA? Will it get to that point? Like, there's just so many moving parts right now.
What do you think of Penny, of that team, and of Dr. Rudd, the president of the University of Memphis, the decision to continue to play him? That is what we have not seen. What do you think about it?
So here's what I don't get. Usually when these things happen, right, they get a letter or something saying you've been suspended. You're an ineligible, and you're suspended for this many games. Usually it's a percentage of your season, which equates to a number of games. In this case, the NCAA puts out a statement, public statement after, and says, likely, right? Mm-hmm. Likely ineligible?
Yep, that's correct.
What does that mean? Memphis, if you're ineligible, you're not.
Right, right.
Ineligible, what's the number of games that you're ineligible? Because now I wonder, maybe Memphis has this information, and we don't know it yet. But, like, to me, again, if you're likely ineligible, or you're ineligible, and you're ineligible for, like, three games, well, okay, you figure out, I'm not looking at their schedule right now, but you figure out when is it, and you just sit the three games. But if it's vague, likely ineligible, what the hell does that mean? So, yeah, now you maybe got to fight it, where a lot of schools aren't going to fight it if they know it's a three-game suspension or even a 9 or 10-game suspension. They take the hit, they roll over, and they get their guy back in 10 games. But if this is vague and they don't know what they're dealing with exactly, maybe that's why they're fighting this thing.
Well, I think that their biggest qualm, Jeff, is that James Wiseman was cleared. James Wiseman was cleared in May. Now, later the NCAA said that was due to an error in the process, that it might have gone to the wrong office or through the wrong office, but that they were going to honor that ruling because they made it. Based on their error policy, they were going to honor that ruling, only to come back October the 31st and say, hey, Memphis, we have a new interpretation of the bylaw. A week after that, they informed Memphis that James Wiseman was likely ineligible. So Memphis feels like it's been given the rope-a-dope by the NCAA 10 years, of course, after they vacated a season retroactively after clearing Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I mean, listen, nobody wants to get the rope-a-dope. I mean, nothing worse than the rope-a-dope, right, John?
I mean, especially for a school like Memphis that has, such a history with the NCAA.
Yeah, don't get me going with the Derrick Rose test score deal, okay? I still can't believe how that thing played out. But at the end of the day, listen, I get it, and ultimately it comes down to, you know, a lot of the rules, the NCAA rules, are a joke, but they are the rules, right? And is this clear cut that Penny Hardaway was a booster, and if he was a booster and he paid $11,500 for the family of James Wiseman to move from Nashville to Memphis, if that is against the rules, I think it's going to be hard for them to win their case. Can they prolong this thing? Yeah, I think they can probably prolong it for a while, but at some point you just say to yourself, hey, NCAA, what are we dealing with here? Is it 9, and maybe we appeal in the interim, right? We appeal and we try to get it down from 9 to 5, and then we look at the schedule and we say, all right, you know what? We got a stretch here where you got, you know, in December, Jackson State, New Orleans, Tulane at home. There's 3, Georgia at home. I know the Anthony Edwards game, Wiseman game would be great. It's on CBS. But you just got to look at it, like, pragmatically of, like, are we going to win this or aren't we? And if we probably aren't, let's cut our losses. Let's try to get the appeal done and get the number of games down if we can. And you may not be able to because, again, it's all lined up. The money, the amount of money, as I tweeted out the other day, the BYU kid, mm-hmm. you know, it's $12,000. That equated to 9 games. If it's $15,000, it might be, you know, 12 games. Whatever it is, it's kind of cut and dry in the NCAA handbook, the amount of games you're going to get based on the amount of money that in permissible benefits that you took.
Do you think the NCAA would be more inclined to make a deal with Memphis, right? Whether that's the third of the season, like you point out with the BYU kid, 9 to 10 games, or maybe a little bit less, right? Do you think they would be more inclined, I guess, to make that deal if you sat him against Oregon and showed? Look, because Memphis, in its release, here's the key point. They said they were going to sit him. Until James walked into that courtroom, they said, based on the interpretation issued by the NCAA, University of Memphis freshman student-athlete James Wiseman was going to be withheld from competition. So it seems like to me that's an acknowledgement of at least something we think, too, you know, at least that there's a violation that's occurred. So you think if they sit him, right, that the NCAA would be more willing to compromise?
Maybe, but I think ultimately, you know, everything came so quickly that they didn't have the opportunity to kind of go through everything and find out, do we have a chance here? Do we have a realistic shot? So that's why when they got the injunction, they said to themselves, all right, you know what? Let's play him for the time being. Let's figure out if we have a realistic shot of winning this thing and what the options are at this point, right? What the options, and you got to talk to people that really have gone up against the NCAA mm-hmm. multiple times and figure out, like, are we just spinning our wheels here? And at the end of the day, is he going to end up serving it anyway?
Exactly.
That's the big question.
And here's the other thing. Why on earth would you put any kind of good faith into that organization? There is absolutely no rhyme or reason to any decision that they make, even down to something as trivial as waivers, Jeff.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
know what the yeah. criteria for a damn waiver mm-hmm. approval is going to be. So why on earth would Memphis, with its history with the NCAA, show any sort of good faith to that organization? I mean, it's not.
I want to know how many
games. You will not be rewarded. I mean, that's just we've seen that.
My big thing is I would want to know
how many games.
And if I, you know, they got to repay it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the other part of this. They got to repay it.
No doubt.
Shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, come on, Jeff. I mean, we got ways to do that. We'll start a GoFundMe or something.
Exactly. You yeah. guys would come up with 11-5.
I will pay it. I will pay the – can I pay it? I haven't given any money to the university. Maybe that's bad, but I'll pay the $11,500 if it means we're getting James off the hook.
That out later.
You can tweet it out. I have no problem.
I am. I'm going to tweet out that you have agreed to pay the $11,500. no problem. I mean, listen, we know how much money that's like a drop in the bucket.
Right, exactly. You're exactly right. But the other part of that is like there is no cookie cutter, right, set in stone. There is a precedent. There is a precedent. You tweeted one out over the weekend, Nick Emery from BYU. There is a precedent for how many games somebody may sit if they take 11,000, 12,000 from right. a booster. But again, that doesn't mean the NCAA is necessarily going to impose the same exact penalty on James Wiseman. Like, there's a precedent, but that doesn't mean that there's no formulaic, hey, this is what it always is.
They can do whatever the hell they want.
Exactly.
We've seen this for years, right? NCAA can do whatever the hell it wants. So they can make it the year if they want to do it. They can make it 3 games. And that's why I'm saying, like, I'd want to know, because if it's 3 games, I'm not going through all this. I'm just going to pick that stretch of Jackson State, New Orleans, and Tulane mm-hmm. and be like, you're done.
Yep.
You're going to sit these three games, and we're done with it. We'll fight it as long as we can, if we can. Now, again, a week from today, they have another court hearing, so they may have no choice following that, right? That's, you know, so you get Oregon. So you can do that, too. You can go Alcorn State, but you'd have to the court hearing is after Alcorn State. So it'd be Little Rock, like Ole Miss, NC State in Brooklyn. You don't really want to miss in all those. Those are good games. I mean, those are important games.
Shouldn't the NCAA want this gone too? I mean, with Chase Young, you know, going through what he's going through right now,
yeah.
Shouldn't you want you right? What purpose does it serve them to have both sitting at this point? They should want it. That's why I think a settlement. I mean, you would want to get this off the, you know, to sort of get this off the board with everything, the criticism they're facing right now.
On one hand, the NCAA,
unless they're throwing the finger signs at you, right, Jeff?
Well,
unless they're just saying,
they got to look tough, Jason, because of everything that's happened, right?
They've
been called soft, so. In a way, they want to look tough, but not on this. This isn't something where they're going to be like, all right, we're going to bring down the hammer. No, no. They got to. This doesn't matter to people. What people want to see them bring down the hammer on are the schools involved with the FBI investigation. So this is completely separate. Whatever they do with James Wiseman, they can't win. They can't really win on this one. I mean, to me, I think you win by just saying, like, all right, we want to back on the court because we're the NCAA, and frankly, we want Memphis to be good again, because if James Wiseman's playing in the NCAA tournament, it only helps us in our pockets, right? I mean, you want this, especially this year at college basketball. We don't have a lot of big names. So you want Wiseman on so people are watching. Yeah. I think it'll be done, but I think it may take a few more weeks.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Jeff Goodman, covers college basketball for Stadium. And you know, obviously Memphis is going all in on this year. I don't know how much of the team you've actually had a chance to see, but they've rolled in their first two games of the season. They do have Oregon, obviously.
John, they played South Carolina State and UIC. Like, yeah,
I know, but I mean, they killed
That's
both
like
of
you.
Those teams. They killed both
you
of those
could,
teams.
You could be the sixth man for UIC. And I've seen you play ball.
Yeah, actually, you know, that'd be a good role for me. But they do have Oregon tomorrow night. What's your assessment of that game, that matchup? How good is Oregon? What's the rundown of this matchup?
Well, again, Oregon's best interior player is an ineligible freshman, Folly Dante.
He should sue. He should sue the NCAA.
He should sue. Will you pay for him too?
No, I only pay for Memphis kids. Edit this out.
all right, so Oregon, here's the deal with Oregon. They're way more perimeter-based. I mean, Peyton Pritchard, terrific point guard, senior, and they added Anthony Mathis, his former high school teammate, who could shoot the living crap out of it. I think he had like 9 threes the other night. So Oregon is a team that's got talent. They're very well coached. I mean, Dana Altman, if you talk to people around the country, I bet if you just said X's and O's, who are the top 10 coaches in the game, Dan Altman would be somewhere in the top 10. He's that well-respected as a coach. Obviously, he's got some Nike resources behind him, which have helped him land a lot of these kids. And they got a grad transfer, Shakir Houston, who came from UNLV. He's been really good. And they got your boy Chandler Lawson, right?
That's right. They do.
So, you know, I think it'll be a good game. It's kind of two different teams for the most part. But I think, you know, the one thing is, and again, I hate to equate it to this, but I was watching Harvard Northeastern. Like I said, my daughter dragged me to that game the other night. And Harvard was terrible early. Okay, horrible. It looked like they were moving in quicksand. Why? Because their first opponent was MIT. So I'm just saying that from the simple thing of stepping it up, going from two teams that aren't really athletic, that are just kind of low major teams for the most part. UIC shouldn't be, but they certainly look the part of that. And you go to an Oregon team that has played Fresno State and Boise, better competition, and beat the living crap out of a Boise State team that honestly – could be an NCAA tournament team at the end of the year and has a guy that's on draft boards. And so Oregon, when they get going, you just got to make sure Anthony Mathis and Pritchard don't get going, aren't making, you know, 12 threes between the two of them.
If they're playing, Wiseman all season long, anybody in the AAC, anybody challenge them? Is that a 2-3 loss team? Is it a 4 loss team? What do you think if he plays all year long?
Yeah, I say no. I say no way in hell. Like, people think Houston's going to challenge him. I don't see it, especially if Boogie. Like, I think Boogie's really good.
I do, too.
And I know, like, obviously everybody does now, coming off that performance the other night. But, like, when I saw him in practice, I was just like, this kid, and I've seen him play in AAU, just put him off the ball and let him go score. Go get buckets. And he can do that, man. He can shoot it. He can get to the basket. I think Boogie's terrific. I didn't see Damian Paul in the practice that I was there for. So I still kind of – I'm dying to see Damian Paul, to be honest, go up against Peyton Pritchard. I think, for my money, like, that's – I just want to see Paul. I want to see how good he really is.
Sure, yeah.
Against a high-level veteran like Peyton Pritchard. So it should be a great, great game. I mean, I'm really happy that they got the injunction, to be honest, because I want to see Wiseman against Oregon.
Yeah. Just to get you up to speed, Jeff, he has a temporary restraining order right now.
To get the injunction.
Yeah, you need to dust up on your legal studies here, dude. I mean, Arizona failed you. Arizona failed you. All right? The injunction hearing is the 18th.
So the injunction – so they have a temporary restraining order right now. And he can get the injunction on the 18th. I got it. You've done a good job of this. Well, I mean, listen, if you're going to spend 11.5,
that's
if
right.
If you're going to spend 11.5, you better know exactly what's going on.
I'm getting the bang for my buck. We'll see you in Memphis on November the 18th,
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for the time.
You got it, boys.
Yep. He is Jeff Goodman, covers college basketball for Stadium. We will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. John DeGavone going to join us a little bit later. We'll talk to him about what, if any, impact this could have on James Wiseman's draft stock, though. Obviously, I mean, he's going to continue to play, so it probably will not have any. We'll ask him all the same. We'll come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.